Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey Fleck here along with Chad Marquitz. We are your hosts for this weekend's edition. Also your hosts on our website and podcast, KE Report. Throughout the week as we cover these continued volatile markets. However, it seems like not a whole lot has changed in these markets over the last couple months. We've gotten the odd bounce here and there that really just correlated with every sector moving in tandem as the U.S. markets bounce for a month and then seem to retrace for a month and a half to 2 months, almost this stair-stepping pattern down that still has everybody broadly focused on bear markets. Because, quite frankly, a lot of sectors are in bear market territory right now. We are kicking off the show with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. Now, Dana, it's become a tradition to every 2 weeks have you on the weekend show and get your updated analysis on a wide range of sectors. You use your internal models to ignore a lot of the headlines and news that comes out day after day, and you've been quite spot on with your analysis, playing some of the bounces and having your strategy that you've outlined a number of times of hitting singles or doubles, not really looking for that home run in these type of markets. Look, we can recap all the different sectors we talked about a couple weeks ago, but I do want to ask you, when we are in this environment where not much has changed, still seems like the same playbook and the same trends that are in place, how does that impact your portfolio management?
Sure. Thanks, Corey. So like you mentioned, it is an environment where we're not trending consistently lower or consistently hitting new highs. So in that type of environment, it's more of a trading environment. There are two sides to trading, right? They're buying and selling. And on the selling side, you could incorporate shorting, certainly. So within this type of kind of a constrained environment, you have to use all those tools. So you do some buying when you're at your support levels or the criteria, whatever criteria you're using, dictates that you should be buying, and then don't be afraid to take profits, or if you're so inclined, to be shorting once we hit resistance. And this I'm going to call it a bear market because that's what we still think it is. But this bear market has pretty much been textbook in that, you know, we had the sell-off since the beginning of the year. Bottomed pretty much around where we figured it might in, you know, early summer, June, got the nice bear market bounce in many of the indices, failed right where they should in many cases in mid-August, which is textbook. And then now we're stabilizing right where many of those stock indices should as well on the downside. So there's a pretty, I mean, if you look historically at sell-offs, corrections, bear markets, there's a pretty, which is opposed to bull market behavior, there's a pretty consistent template that bear markets follow. So they get that initial sell-off, they get that bear market bounce that retraces usually a consistent, you know, percentage of that initial decline. Then you pull back and either, you know, hold that support, which we're testing right now, or you break through, and then eventually you test the prior lows, eventually probably break those and hit that next wave down, those next targets down. So right now we're pretty much following that roadmap. It has worked really almost to a T since, you know, the beginning of the year, since we bought it in June. So I think last time we spoke was 2 weeks ago, right before Jackson Hole. So our models were indicating an increase in risk again. So we shorted pretty aggressively stocks and cryptos right before Jackson Hole, which has worked out very well right now. We indicated also last time they're probably gearing up for a test of critical, what we call must-hold support levels within the pullback. And we've tested that. We're doing that testing over the last week or so. Have held, pretty much held that support so far. So we have gone bullish here in the short term. But again, this will be more or less a trade for us. So we're already into the bounce over the last couple of days, already taking some profits on some of those trading longs.
Well, Dana, when we talked last, you said one of the indicators that you watch in your quant system, kind of tied to breadth and to sentiment and momentum, had shifted positive. And you thought, well, we may get a little bounce here. But you mentioned to us off mic before we started recording that it's already kind of shifting back to negative. And you thought that was unique. I'd love you just to unpack that and how that may portend that we are going to go down and test the lows again.
Sure. Yeah, it's one. I would call it a critical indicator. We actually call it critical rank, and we've been using it for, in some variation, actually for 40 years, to be honest. And it's not prone to a lot of whiplashes. So when it did turn positive, like I said, I believe late July, early August, it was, despite our inclination that it was probably a bear market bounce, and we're in a bear market environment. It was something we had to respect because it's guided us so well for many decades. So when it did turn positive, we had to respect it. We did add additional long exposure at that time. Since, like you mentioned, as we spoke about before the show, it has since, over the last week or 10 days, it has started to turn down again, which, like I mentioned, it's not prone to a lot of whiplashes. So that behavior within that indicator is a little bit, is a red flag for us right now, because it does typically trend, and once it turns, it's difficult to turn it back down. So under what I would call a normal bull market turn, normal bull market behavior, if we're heading back to the highs, I would expect that it would be continuing to move higher or stabilizing at least, despite the weakness in the market action over the last couple of weeks. But like you mentioned, it has begun to turn down, which is a bit of a red flag for us, certainly. And it would certainly kind of corroborate our views that we are still within the confines of a bear market. That post-June bounce was more or less a bear market rally, and we're probably destined to turn lower again and initiate another down wave eventually here.
Dana, big picture, how worried are you about a crash scenario? Because we keep on hearing how the Fed's going to hike us into a recession, or we're already in a recession. The markets are going to keep on correcting. But again, it's been such an orderly correction. There are a lot of people worried about a crash, a waterfall decline.
Yeah, those waterfall declines usually come at the end of, you know, a longer term bear market. So I don't think we're at that phase necessarily at this point. We have had, you know, some constructive price action and breadth action since June, which did certainly contribute to our risk model turning positive. But again, that's on thin ice again right now. But from at this point, I don't think we're necessarily at risk of necessarily a crash. The other thing that did contribute to prices stop when they stopped going down in June was the fact that people did, a lot of investors finally did adopt a lot of hedging, whether it's options or inverse ETFs and the like. Once you're significantly hedged, obviously you have no reason to continue selling, which is one reason, or the reason that declines usually stop.
Which I'm pretty sure is why you got bullish about a month ago, right, Dana? But I think we've all seen that bounce happen, and now a lot of people are turning a bit more bearish on these markets. Dana. We're having you back on next segment. Jump around to a couple other sectors. Everyone, stick around. We're going to be right back with Dana Lyons.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report, and we are continuing to chat with Dana Lyons. Dana, final comments on these markets. Look, everyone's looking at, I think, the same support levels, those recent lows we saw in the markets. If that breaks, do you think that's still a shorting opportunity?
We'll be more inclined to start initiating some more shorts into bounces, into strength, to some resistance levels. If we do see support levels broken, like some of the significant support that we've seen in the U.S. indices that are currently holding, if we saw a breakdown of those, like you said, we wouldn't necessarily start chasing that and throwing on a lot of hedges, just like once when we're in a one of those consistent, just persistent bull markets that continue to hit new highs. It's not necessarily something that we want to chase day after day, but we certainly would not be averse to lightening up, raising a lot of cash, and getting a lot more defensive in that way, and wait for a better risk reward opportunity to initiate some more shorts. So I think that would be the strategy. And looking, you know, overseas, Europe is definitely a trouble spot where we've been short for a while, covered a lot of our shorts at the end of last week. That has some bounce potential, but it's already testing those summer lows. So that's one area of the equity market that is extremely susceptible or vulnerable to, you know, some major damage if those lows get broken. So that's one area that we'd be definitely focused on in any short efforts or shorting campaign here, probably in the next days or weeks.
So, Dana, are there any sectors that you're long and comfortable with those long positions, as if it's not just a short-term trading vehicle in terms of a bounce?
Yeah, well, there's one sector, you know, when we're looking for a short-term, like, macro bounce or a short-term trade, we'll pretty much jump on any of the indices or any of the charts, whatever charts are the cleanest in our view and support that short-term bounce thesis the most. So, you know, we're long the mid-caps and the Dow and equal weight S&P fund right now over the last week or so just for that bounce. But if you're talking about true relative strength, areas of the market that are actually hitting new highs or threatening to hit new highs, the only sector, and we talked about a couple weeks ago, is the utilities. That's the only sector we have, like, a sizable long position on in terms of, you know, a relative strength allocation, not just a trade. So something like a ticker symbol that we're long is the FXU, for example. It's a utility ETF. Broke out to all-time highs in August, pulled back over the last week or a couple weeks to test that breakout level, and has responded nicely right now. So anything going to new highs, we want to be long. And that's really, if you're looking at the equity sectors, that's really the only area of the equity market that is sitting at highs or testing all-time highs. So that's one area we are comfortably long right now. With that said, if evidence changes, obviously we reserve the right to change our views and our position, but right now that looks great as a long.
Well, shifting from the equities over to the commodity sector, are there any that you think look promising to the upside, or are there any that you're shorting to the downside?
Sure, we would be inclined to sell almost any of the commodity space right now. We think long term it's in a bull market, but in the short to intermediate term, I think there is more downside risk akin to what maybe the equity market saw in spring after the initial wave down, got another wave down in the summer. So I think commodities might be gearing up for another near-term wave down. So basically, we'd be selling most any commodities right now, with the one exception of natural gas, which we are long right now. So that's another area that's recently been at all-time highs, or I should say rally highs over the last month or so, pulling back over the last week and testing some support levels. So if there is one commodity in our view that looks like a long to us, and we are long, that would be natural gas. Now, that one's they don't call it the Widowmaker for no reason. That's notoriously been a difficult trade because it is subject to events and event risk and weather risk and other exogenous type market risk. But right now, from a strict price standpoint, that's that still looks like a long to us, and we are long.
So, Dana, do you care at all the time of the year that we are in, especially a year where there is an election in the U.S. that could cause some volatility, and also the fact now that we are through summer?
So seasonality is always, you know, in the back of our mind. It's not embedded in any of our models, any of our objective indicators that we look at. But it's always, someone's termed it as either a gentle headwind or tailwind to the market. And if you look historically, which bothers some people, but one of the more consistent, one of the more successful trading systems over the last, you know, in the history of the equity market has been seasonality. So it's hard because if it fails one year, then you pretty much scrap it because you got to wait another year for that seasonality to work again or potentially work. So it's hard to put all your eggs in that seasonality basket. But there are consistent themes, and one of those themes, obviously, as most people know, is that the fall can be a treacherous time for stocks, specifically September. So that would be another, definitely another potential headwind for stocks here in this month. Not necessarily the main reason that we would be selling or shorting, but certainly a contributing factor to maybe being a little bit more aggressive in how we are shorting or how much we're shorting.
Well, Dana, another gentle headwind or tailwind, especially to the commodity sector or the precious metal sector, is the U.S. dollar. It's been on quite a run all year long. It did get back above 109 again and tagged 110 just last week or earlier this week. What's your outlook on the dollar as it stands today?
Yeah, that's obviously that's another chart you want to be long, and we've been long for most of the year. Did have a target, I think we've talked about in the show, above 110, in the mid-110 range. So we did take, a couple days ago, did take some profits. So we have a small long position on right now in the dollar. The next spot would be probably 114 or so.
All right, Dana, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you again for jumping around to a number of different markets and also outlining your general trading strategy in a market, again, that hasn't changed all that much from what we've been talking about most of this year. Markets are bouncing off levels that are expected and then also turning back over at other levels that are expected. So until we get, I guess, a more defined breakout or a more defined trend in or change trend, we're still stuck in this general downtrend bear market action. Dana, thank you as always for your time. Great chatting with you this weekend. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You USA Radio News.
Vice President Kamala Harris is speaking on the Mar-a-Lago investigation.
What do you say to the argument that it would be too divisive for the country to prosecute a former president?
There has been a call for justice, and justice has been served.
That was during an interview with Meet the Press. This comes as the Department of Justice and Donald Trump have each submitted two candidates to serve as a special master to review documents seized from the former president's Mar-a-Lago home last month. Two sheriff's deputies were killed while serving a warrant.
Two suspects are in custody after two Atlanta-area sheriff's deputies were killed in the line of duty Thursday evening while serving a warrant. Cobb County Sheriff Craig Owens.
What words can you say when you lose your family member? And those words don't come easy.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In the final few segments of this weekend show, we're going to focus a bit more on some individual, more commodities sectors. Starting off now with Dan Steffens, president of the Energy Prospectus Group. Now, we have had Dan on the show a fair bit over the last few months to focus on the energy sector. Dan is an independent analyst that does a lot of good work when it comes to diving into the fundamentals of the sector as well as the companies, both large and small. Dan has a number of different portfolios that he outlines to his subscribers that take us through dividend paying stocks the whole way down to some of the smaller energy stocks. Before we get into the stocks though, Dan, let's talk about broadly the energy sector. We have seen a fairly substantial pullback in energy prices. You look at something like the crude price, and as we're recording this, the crude futures contract is down in the $82 a barrel region. Long way off of those triple digit numbers that we had. And it was, again, a fairly quick fall down to these levels. Dan, let's start with this general pullback in oil prices. What in your eyes is causing this? And do you think this is a general change in trend here where we could continue to see generally lower prices?
Well, first of all, we have a global energy crisis, and it's going to get extremely intense this winter, especially in Europe. All home heating fuels, oil, even coal, propane, natural gas, those inventories are extremely low. And Europe does really, if they have a colder than normal winter, it's going to get desperate over there. They're going to be burning a lot of firewood, I can tell you that. But the only fundamental thing that I see that justifies the recent pullback in oil price is that the U.S. dollar has gained about 15%, primarily because the euro is tanking. So the U.S. dollar, compared to other currencies, that's how they come up with the index. I think the symbol is DXY, but if you just, you know, Google U.S. dollar index, you can find it, but you'll see the chart. And this is the highest valuation of the U.S. dollar in many years, maybe 20 or 30 years, compared to all these other currencies. And oil around the world trades primarily in U.S. dollars. And so when the dollar goes up, so it's gone up about 15%, and the oil price has pulled back about 15%. So if you say we were back at the right price for oil was $100 a barrel at the beginning of the year, so take that 15% off and you'd be about 85, which is about just above where we are today. Now, the other thing that spooked the market is Europe is trying to put price caps on Russian crude oil, and Vladimir Putin is saying, nit, 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 I'm not doing it. And so he has informed them that he's going to cut off all oil and gas exports to Europe. And they rely heavily, especially the Eastern European countries like Poland, Germany. Their economies are in really big trouble, and they've already had to shut down a lot of industrial users that cannot afford that higher cost energy over there, because their gas price is like 10 or 15 times higher than our gas price, which is impacting their electricity prices. But the other thing is, you know, there's still COVID lockdowns in China, and that just doesn't seem to be getting resolved anytime soon. And so that's got some impact on demand. Although I did see the actual report that their July oil imports were higher than the month before. And then you got OPEC in their last meeting earlier this week. They announced a production cut. And basically, I see that as a bullish indication, because it indicates to me that they will do what is necessary to shore up the oil price. Several of the OPEC countries actually need $100 oil to balance their financial budgets, to support their massive, social programs, especially in Saudi Arabia. So they've got control, because there's nowhere else that anybody's holding back oil production. And as a result, they can control the oil price to a big extent. Anyway, so that's why I see it right now, but I don't see any quick solution to what's just ahead of us, which is a very tight energy market heading into the winter.
Well, Dan, I think you set the table well there as far as the situation in Europe, really exasperated by some of these price controls they put on Russia, also them temporarily working on Nord Stream 1 only to then shut it down for longer, which everybody kind of expected that would be the case. But we also have this other situation where the United States is shipping liquid natural gas over to Europe now. And again, there's a lot higher prices there. So we're kind of unloading some of our nat gas into Europe. I don't blame companies for wanting to do that, but we're kind of reducing the supply we have domestically. Not to mention, we are also continually in the U.S. releasing our strategic reserves to a degree we've not seen in a long time. So I guess from a supply-demand fundamental side, how long can all that go on before we need to tap the brakes here and keep a little bit more home domestically?
Well, on natural gas, we're going to be fine. We're going to probably start the winter with around 300 billion cubic feet below where we should be. I mean, we have a massive storage system in the United States because we burn so much more natural gas in the wintertime than we do in the summertime. So refilling storage every year during the summer is not optional. It has to be done for us to make it through the next cold winter. So normally we have something like 3.8 TCF or 3,800 BCF of gas in storage, and it looks like we're going to start the winter with around 3,400 or 3,500. So we're going to be at least 300 BCF below the 5-year average, and even way below last year's beginning inventory amount. And last year, you remember the winter started out pretty mild last year, but then it was a La Nina winter. They start mild and then they get real severe in the first quarter of the year. And if we have a repeat of last year's winter, we will drain storage down by the end of the winter way below where it's been in a long time. And as a result, that should keep gas prices high all of next year as a result, because we're looking at today around $8 gas, a little bit less maybe, but it was up over $9. It actually briefly touched $10. Plus, from a percentage standpoint, the moves in natural gas can be even bigger than the moves in the oil price, but we're still way above where we were a year ago. A year ago, we were below $5. We were at, you know, $4.85 or something 1 year ago exactly today. So the gassers, the gas producers are really in good shape. Their balance sheets are in incredibly good shape. Nobody's got any debt problems at this point.
Let's talk about some of the companies then, Dan, because look, it is a generally lower price environment. The oil companies were really making a lot of money when oil was over $100, let alone when it touched almost $125. Natural gas, that was the whole way up to almost $10, down to just under $8, let's say. So a lower general price for what these companies are pulling out of the ground. How are they still health-wise and in terms of current cash flow wise?
All of our upstream companies that are primarily gas producers, I call them the gassers, they lead our model portfolios. Antero is up like 140%, Comstock up 120-some%, EQT, which is the largest gas producer in the U.S., which just announced a big multi-billion-dollar merger this week. And it's going to make them even bigger. and they are getting out from under a lot of, they made a lot of money this year despite having some real, really terrible hedges. I think their actual realized price is something like $4.50 or something for gas when, you know, gas in the market is like $8 because they hedged it, a bunch of it at really low prices. So they're going to actually, even if the price would say pull back to like $7 or something during the winter, they would actually have higher realized cash prices because they can, you know, in the first quarter, they'll be selling a lot more unhedged gas.
Hey, Dan, unfortunately, we're out of time for this segment on the radio. But everybody listening on the radio, we do continue this conversation with Dan for about another 10 minutes, diving into some of the energy companies he likes, some of the individual areas that he still prefers, and still the overall health of a lot of the companies. To hear that full interview, please visit our website, kereport.com, and click on that weekend show posting. We're going to be right back with Jayan Bhandari.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report, we are chatting with Jayant Bhandari, private investor and consultant to a lot of well-known larger investors in the resource space. Now, Jayant is well-known on our show, especially over the last couple months when we've been jumping around jurisdiction to jurisdiction, outlining what Jayant likes, what he dislikes about a wide range of different, more or less well-known resource areas, countries around the world. In this final segment of this show, though, we're going to focus a little bit more on two more development stage companies that recently came out with pre-feasibility studies. One company being Maritime Resources, the other being O3 Mining. Now, one thing that is similar about both of these companies is that their share price has been crushed. I know that we've heard that across the board in the resource sector and a lot of other sectors. However, these stocks, some of which are trading at really historic lows, all-time lows. Jayant, just as a big picture comment here, development stage companies, they really haven't been getting any love from the market, and unfortunately a lot of the money that they have spent over the last 2-3 years developing and moving these projects forward, really trying to de-risk them, they haven't gotten any sort of valuation in the market. How are you viewing broadly development stage companies right now that are still very capital intensive but aren't getting a return on that capital?
Thanks for having me, Corey. I am probably the biggest non-institutional shareholder of Maritime Resources and O3 Mining. The problem is that these companies have done a relatively good job in bringing out their pre-feasibility studies. They have a timeline within which they can go into production, but their share prices are trading for their historical lows. Maritime is trading at its lowest ever from what I have seen. And they have also cornered themselves very badly, particularly Maritime Resources, because it has run out of cash. I think today it must have a negative current asset value, which means that it is must be desperate to raise cash. Now, when you are in a development stage and you have a negative cash situation in the treasury and you have to go into production and you have to raise about $75 million for capex when your market cap is a mere $20 million, you are really very badly cornered. There's no way for you to escape. And that is the situation Maritime Resources finds itself in today.
Well, Janet, when I look at that, I think back to a couple of years ago with Maritime, when Anaconda and Maritime had proposed merging, and now Anaconda has changed their name to Signal Gold. It seems like in that kind of a situation where they've got a good asset, they've done a good job of, you know, proving out their project and the economics on it and the study at the Hammer Down Gold project, but they probably need to merge with a company, something like Signal Gold or some other company, to be able to bring in the CapEx to build that project. Is that how you see the exit strategy here, as a merger or takeover from a larger producer?
Well, I can see absolutely no way out of Maritime except to do a corporate deal with Signal, or, well, it has to be with Signal Resources. And the reason is, Shad, that the IRR of Maritime Resources' Hammer Down project is about 45 to 50%, which is an extremely good IRR. But when you adjust the discounted cash flow for corporate expenses, your IRR stays very high. But the problem is that your NPV falls to a value not much higher than its market capitalization, which means that the upside left for the current shareholders is already limited. And if they try to raise money at 5 cents, which they can't actually because the share price is stuck between 4 and 5 cents, if they raise money at 5 cents, the problem with current shareholders will be that the upside left for them will be shared by the people who give them new money. So the kind of situation a company like Maritime finds itself in by not financially foreseeing what would come to them in the future, something that they should have foreseen 6 months back. The problem with that situation is that now they are completely cornered. No one will give them money at 5 cents, because when you can buy shares at 4.5 cents or 4 cents, why should you give money at 5 cents? Stock exchange won't let them raise money easily below 5 cents. And if you raise money at 5 cents, then the upside for the new shareholders and the old shareholders is left very limited. So a situation that they have created by not thinking through the corporate issues is that they have completely cornered themselves.
Yeah, it sounds like the company is very much stuck in an almost impossible position. But again, when you look at that news release, you see an IRR post-tax of 48%. What stuck out to me, though, is that overall this is a small asset, right? 247,000 ounces of gold production in total over 5 years. Is that also another problem in your eyes, Giant? Quite frankly, this just isn't a big enough asset?
Not necessarily, because remember, this is a thin vein kind of a structure, so you can't really do pre-feasibility study and include the inferred resources. So the life of the mine, from what I understand, should continue to be 10 years for this project. And I must say that Garrett has done a good job of doing the pre-feasibility study. It has taken him too long to complete it, and he did not warn the market that the report would take too long. But apart from that, I think he has done a good job. The problem here is that he let the share price slide too low and not take care of that share price, and now he's stuck in that that situation where he can't raise money and he is completely stuck. Now, he did do a couple of promotional videos, and I don't think they informed the market very nicely about the project. So unfortunately, that's the situation he is in. I see no way out for this company except to merge with Signal Resources. Now, in the past, Signal was happy to give half a share of Signal for each share of Maritime, which would be worth about 20 cents per Maritime Resource share. But now, given that Maritime is hugely diluted between then and now, I don't see why Signal would pay more than a 50% premium on the current share price of 5 cents. So I don't see how they will, and also because they are cornered, why would anyone pay more than the minimum they can get away with?
Yeah, so there may be an opportunity in the short term if somebody was to get in now at these depressed prices and play for that 50% premium. But other than that, this speaks also to the larger picture we're seeing, Giant, of a lot of development companies going through the work to de-risk projects, sometimes doing a lot of drilling, a lot of metallurgical work, a lot of engineering studies. They produce these economic studies, and they have been selling events for the last year or so, not buying events. And a lot of companies think they're going to get re-rated once they put out these economic studies, but in fact they haven't. So does that also maybe speak to just the sentiment in the industry and maybe a cautionary tale to not rush into these economic studies for some companies?
Well, I think the value has been created by some companies. I think you mentioned O3 Mining. Now, O3 Mining has, spent a lot of money on the Marban project. And currently, O3 Mining is trading no more than the cash value of the company, which is actually shocking because if you deduct from the market capitalization the valuation of Moneta Gold shares that they own, even after taking into account the capital gains tax they may have to pay if they sold the Moneta Gold shares, the cash value of O3 Mining is similar to the market capitalization, which means that the market is giving them zero value for the Alpha project. It's giving zero value for the Marban project, which is now on which they have complete the pre-feasibility study. This means that, in this company's case as well, Jose has done a good job in terms of doing a transaction on Garrison project and converting that project into Moneta Gold shares. He has done a good job of drilling the project, but he has not marketed the company in a way that the work done on the projects, the Alpha project and Marban project, reflects in the share price. And unfortunately, that is not a good sign. The good thing with O3 Mining, however, the reason why I'm even now buying that company is that they have a huge amount of cash. They have about anything between $30 to $35 million cash value currently, leaving apart the Moneta Gold shares, which are worth by themselves about $50 million.
Hopefully, because boy, oh boy, there's been a lot of companies that have dropped, and hey, we all have seen a lot of red on our screen over these last 2 years. We keep hearing there's a lot of value and stocks are on sale, but many have just gotten cheaper. Giant, thank you very much for your time. Very interesting diving into some of these pre-feasibility studies, and it just goes to show that these development companies are continuing to struggle. Everybody, thanks for tuning in on this weekend show. As always, please keep in touch with Shad and I through email. We love hearing what all of you are thinking about these markets and some of the stocks that are catching your eye. We'll be back with you next week. So everyone, have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you very much.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.